recently formed this committee about, it's been around for, but I guess it was inactive for a number of years. So we started it up probably close to 2 years ago now. But our main goal was to get new equipment for the audio listening device. And so we were able to get some equipment. We wanted to have a full equipment where we would be able to have the same transmitter that'll listen to different meetings. So we're working on that. But right now, at least we have new equipment for our main general audience, general meeting. Yeah. So, but what basically we're trying to develop some ideas or some way of helping those of us that are hard of hearing. I wear hearing aids in both of my ears. Mike Keithley over here has a cochlear transplant, and two of them, yeah. And of course Donna and Roger too are hard of hearing. And many of our members, as many of us know, what do they call them babies? We're babies, baby boomers. Yeah. So like I'm 66 years old, so I definitely am a baby boomer. But many of us are going to start beginning to have hearing challenges, and many of our members are approaching that age, and so we're trying to figure out ways of making our meetings more accessible for the hearing impaired. And of course, one of the best ways of doing that is to have the ADL, you know, the listening device, available for those of us that need it. So, and then I don't know what else we can do as far as helping the hearing impaired. Basically, I guess informational, educational. So that's sort of our goal, is to have that kind of activity going on. So anyway, you have anything to add, Mike or Roger?
For a meeting like this, what we really need is another thing that we were talking about getting and we didn't get, and that is the conference room style transmitter that has an omnidirectional mic and sits in the middle of the table. So we don't have to keep passing the mic around. But until we have that, we have to pass the mic around, I guess. And you know, this is all ongoing. This is our first step, and we managed to get some money and we managed to get some equipment. And I don't see us as stopping there. I hope we can still keep on going and keep on trying some more. But we thought about the Newell Perry Trust, which is part of CCB, and we applied to it, and we got $1,500. So this is the beginning.
Do you think we could do it again next year, Perry? Another grant?
I don't know. We're talking about writing to Chapman, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Writing to the Chapman and see if they could donate some money, too. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. Donna? Huh? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just curious how many ALDs we have, because I had spoken to Ed back in January or February and asked him if there might be the possibility of one being available. I'm totally deaf in my left ear and wear a hearing aid on the right. And so I was curious about trying an ADL. The ALD for the first time this convention. That never happened, but that's okay. There are always opportunities to try again. So, but I'm curious, how many do we have right now and how many more are going to be needed?
16. We figure we're shooting for 16. ALD receivers, 1-6. Right now, we have 4 of the new receivers and 5 of the old receivers that CCB used to use. and that is the answer to that question. We're shooting for 16. maybe we'll need more. One of the things that has to happen here is that people have to be aware that there's no harm in asking to use this equipment, because the feeling is that there are many more people who are hearing impaired that could make good use of this equipment, but don't want to call attention to themselves. So,
did you put on your application that you needed an ADL? ALD. I always say that backwards. Well, that's what you need to do. You need to put it on your application, and then you'll get one.
And I honestly, I have not looked at the application either. So I called because I knew it.
Okay, I had the same problem too, Mary. I had asked Ed for a necklace, what we call a necklace, because I have a adjustable thing in my hearing aid where I can just turn that on, and it'll work with a necklace. But I guess Ed is so busy. He has so much information that he's taken in towards the convention that he just didn't remember. So when I checked in yesterday morning, they didn't know anything about that. So I think that's something that we need to work on as a committee. And it is on the application form.
I know.
We need to educate the people. But the thing is, though, Donna, is that I don't see to make out the application form, and Ed has volunteered to write this information down for whatever tickets you want. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then that's what I need to do with Ed. Okay. That's what we need to do. So if we have Ed make it out, Yeah, and also like Mike said, we could put it in the program too.
It's already in the
It is. Okay. Okay. Well, then I guess we'll have to really concentrate on that then.
Another recommendation.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Also, something that might be good too, and I know for somebody like me, it's useful, is getting it in the connection, because I read the connection before I read the convention pre-announcement, and so that's a would probably be another good way.
It is. Did you have a question?
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm brand new to the group.
Okay.
There you go.
Here's the mic. Oh, thank you.
I was going to bellow.
Okay, here you go. Thank you.
Here's the mic. Hi, everybody. I'm Nancy, and I'm brand new to the group, and I have significant hearing loss and a vision loss. What application are we talking?
Nancy, I think it's not broadcasting.
No, you have to get close.
Yeah, close.
Hold it up really close to your mouth.
Eat the mic. Testing. Hello? Can I just talk really loud?
No.
Can you hear me?
You have to really put it up next to your mouth.
Ew.
Go for it.
I don't want to touch it. Okay. Hi, my name's Nancy, and my question is, I'm brand new to the group, and what application are we talking about?
Assisted listening devices.
Pardon me?
Assisted listening devices.
Assistive. And how do you apply for
application?
Where do you get the application? What is the application? I got it. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
I'm handing it back to you. I don't know who's next to me, but I'm sending the mic back.
Okay.
Which Nancy are you?
I'm Nancy McMasters.
Oh, you are called for a prize.
I'm sorry,
there.
What did
cost of door price. Today, during the general session, they called your name.
For the door prize.
For a door prize.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't win a door prize. It was another Nancy.
Oh.
Yeah, call, so we were
I did.
Yeah, you lost thousands of dollars. No, I'm only kidding.
Yeah, I lost $25 last night. So
oh, boy. Was my name ever called?
No.
Okay, because I had to be with Gina a lot of. Okay. Okay. Any other comments or observations or whatever?
Yes. I have one.
Okay.
Your speaker is over there.
Here you go.
And
oh, yes. Diane.
When you're listening, when you can't see the speaker,
when you need to pass it
back the sound.
You want me to pass it?
Pass it.
Here's I'm handing
table.
A mic across the table. There,
thank you.
Hi, am I close enough?
Yeah.
When you're talking and it's amplified, the sound comes from the speaker, right?
Right.
Not from the person. So we all turn to the speaker.
Right. Yeah.
Can you see to it that the speaker more centrally located near the person who is talking? So that when we turn to the speaker, we're turning to the person who is talking.
No.
No, they're far right, far left. Yeah, that's a good point, because I always turn to the speaker, too.
It's a natural tendency.
Yeah,
it's
there
in the corners of the room.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
They're on either side of the table. Yes.
Oh,
one's
yeah.
On one side and one's on the other side. So
yes.
You figure the speaker is somewhere in the middle.
It is in the middle, then? It's not far right, far left?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then. Oh, okay, very good, then. So, let me see. So,
so is there a plan for fixing the problem we have?
Yeah, Mike said he's going to look in the manual. He has the manual at home. Right, Mike? Yeah, so he'll look it up and figure it out, and we'll tweak it certainly by December, you know. So now we are going to have a special strategy meeting on June the 8th. So I don't know if Donna would want any ALD devices there, but in any event, it should be ready by October when we have our Del Mar conference. Uh-huh. And in the meantime, I'll go ahead and have a committee meeting or two via the telephone and see if we can work on a letter. I'll work on a letter and send it to you guys to tweak it as far as requesting that the chapter, if they could make any donation towards another part of the equipment that we'd like to develop. And, okay. Any other questions? No.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Here you go.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So my name is Marianne. I'm here with Nancy, and we're both visually impaired, and Nancy has a really pretty profound hearing loss, and mine is relatively, mine is less. Sacramento. Yeah. So if we're people that want to, we're just learning about the organization, and we're just learning that this committee exists. And so if we wanted to participate, I mean, clearly you guys have worked together before, and you're working on stuff and you're accomplishing things. If we want to help or add to that effort, how do we do that? You know, what are the, we just don't know enough about the organization to know how could we participate as people with vision loss and hearing loss and help.
Okay, let me does anybody have the does anyone have the capability of writing information down, Donna or Roger? Okay, Mike has some information. Well, you know what I'd like to have from all of you is your name, your phone number, and your email. Okay, and then I'll contact you so that when we have a conference call, I can call you, let you know, or send you an email. And then, of course, you'll have my email address, too, when I send you an email. So if you have any questions or if you want to debate anything, then you could let me know. So, Mike, are you ready? Okay.
What's this? This is a microphone because they want to write down your email address and your information. So just say your name. And are you ready, Mike?
Yes, I am. My information is Nancy McMasters. That's right. McMasters. And then my phone is 416-476-4505. I'm sorry, it's a brand new phone number. I cannot remember it for the life of me. Of course, I can remember my phone number from 15 years ago, but not my new one. Yes, sir. It's 17 Reasons Why. That's 17, and then Reasons, ReasonsWhy, @gmail.com. There is. In San Francisco, there was a furniture store for many, many years that had a huge sign on top of the building, and this huge metal neon sign. It's 17 Reasons Why. It's like, what does that mean? I looked it up on the internet. It's the store owner said, I'll give you 17 reasons why I'm the best place to buy your furniture from. That was their slogan. Yeah.
And the answer
also,
is,
why not?
Exactly.
Exactly. The organization. You have the Sacramento chapter.
Here, sir, let me give you the mic, because I can't hear well at all what everybody's talking about. Should I give you this
I
mic?
Can take
okay,
it.
Thank you.
Do you know, Nancy, that there is a chapter here in Sacramento?
I don't.
The ACB Capital Chapter.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, ACB Capital Chapter is here in Sacramento, and that would be a local chapter that you could join.
Thank you.
Yes.
One of the
Patchies, yeah. And Mike, it's this. I'm getting to where I can't talk anymore. Mary Beth Randall, and I'm pretty sure you have my info, but I'll give it to you anyway. My home phone is 559-224-7999. Yes. Sorry, I didn't tell you my last name. Talk about assumptions. And Randall. Randall. Yeah. Alll. Yeah, that's true. This is the different Randall. Yeah, I'm creature_girl@comcast.net.
Something mysterious and exciting about
We had many reptiles for a long time. We now only have one, and we have five cats. So there we go. All right, I'll pass it on to you.
Okay, great.
So this is Marianne Robbins. It's M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E. And the Robbins is R-O-B-B-I-N-S. And my phone number is a 415 area code. 244-6779. And my email is my name, Marianne Robbins. Do you want me to spell it again? Okay, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E, Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S, 2011 at Comcast.net. No, no, it's all one big long. Okay. Can I pass it back?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
Thank you.
Is that it? Okay. Okay. What time is our banquet tonight? 7 o'clock? Yeah, okay.
Where is it?
Oh, where is it?
It's where we have
the exhibit hall? Okay. All right, very good. So, okay then, very good. Thank you all for coming. And, you know, we will be trying to have some more meetings so that we can do to help our members and get some more equipment, too. So, anyway, any health people? All right. Thank you, Mike. Oh, by the way, I owe a lot to Mike for doing what he could do with getting the equipment, so that's really great.
But you know, I have a question about that.
Yeah.
I was hearing the equipment guys talking to people about the problem with the equipment.
You mean Ron?
I'm sorry?
You mean Ron?
I don't know, I guess. And I sort of had the feeling I was trying to talk with them, and I sort of had the feeling that they wanted to talk to Ed or to anyone else except us. I don't know if I'm right about that or not, but I had this strange feeling that they thought that maybe people like me and Mike Keithley didn't know what we were talking about because we're obviously blind and maybe hearing impaired too, so we're obviously intellectually impaired. And I'm a little concerned about that, and I don't know what to do about it except to be watchful about it, then make sure that we're actually included in the discussions that are going on.
Okay. Okay. Well, here comes the mic. Yeah. I know. We need to be aware of that because you and Mike have excellent knowledge. You know. Of this type of equipment and what the potential of the type of equipment is. So, I think Mike was telling me the one audio guy's name is Ron, and I don't know the other guy's name, but we probably need to make them aware, or I'll see if I can talk to Ed, that these guys need to sort of listen to you or at least talk to you and find out your perspective on the problem that we're having or whatever. So, because we don't want them to work directly with Ed only, because, you know, that's not right either.
I was also going to say maybe it would also be worth contacting Donna just to let her know that having one of the Mike or Roger speaking to them would be a good thing, too, because then it'll be on her radar to know that.
I think you're right. Well, I need to let Donna know about that too. I'll do that very, you know, discreetly. So, okay, very good, guys. Thank you all for coming, and hopefully I'll see you this coming fall in San Diego. Otherwise, we'll be in contact either email or on the telephone. So thank you. Bye.